coming up on the show.
I've undergone that DS relationship. I want her to feel comfortable enough and trust me enough to mark her property. And so I've gotten a whole bunch of cuckold tattoos over the course of my life from women who have cuckolded me, fed me their lover's cum. And I'm up to 11 right now. I'll visit there. And it was like, we traded tourist tips. I mean, about, and like, oh, you've been to this restaurant? So it was really chill. It was like, that's the type of unexpected intimacy that you get with a cuckold session. It's the aftercare that you're like, this is great. And it's when she's glowing and he's had a great time and you're glowing like crazy. And then you see your picture up on her social media feeds. You're like, whoa. It's an amazing honor to provide bulls for the women who I get along with and respect. And that's awesome. I feel better. I feel more empowered as I feel more manly as a cuck being a cuck. I don't know if that makes any sense or if that was backwards, but yeah, I feel like a manly cuck.
You are now listening to the Venus Cuckoldress Podcast, a place to learn all things cuckolding for the curious, the passionate, and the sexually empowered woman who wants it all. Go to venuscuckoldress.com. You'll find the new Queen's Quarters fan destination. Book a one-to-one chat with me. Listen to the private podcast. And even get access to my secret Snapchat group, where I share some of my most intimate encounters. Now sit back, make yourself comfortable, and let's dive right into this episode. Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm your host, Venus. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. And what a show I have for you. My God. This is my friend Grunky, who is my guest today. And he has such a cool story. He's living his best cuck life solo. Yes, I said solo. He's not in a relationship, but he's living his best cuck life. I really think that you're going to love this story. I sure as fuck did. And maybe you'll even find some inspiration from it. And for the ladies, I really think that this is a really cool opportunity to have a glimpse into the male submissive mind and how it works. It's absolutely fascinating. So for the ladies, you might love listening to this one as well. It's definitely unique. It's a little bit shocking, and he's funny as fuck, too. He's just a cool dude. Before we get into it, I have just a few little announcements, of course. You may have heard of this already. I've been blasting it out on my socials recently. Is I have a new community, actually a couple of them, on the Moan app. You, I'm sure, have heard of the Moan app. I've been talking about it for a long time now. I love it. It is such a great sex positive space to be able to connect and learn and just have some fun. And so now they have this new feature called Communities, and it's really cool. So I've set up two of them. One of them is open to everyone. It's called Cuckolding is Love. So if you open up the Moan app and you click on the Communities tab, you'll find it there. You can go ahead and join. And then the other one is actually a private group that I've made just for my Helpful Cucks. And the Helpful Cucks is a tier that I have on venuscuckoldress.com that there's all sorts of benefits to becoming a supporter of the podcast in that tier. And one of them is now that you get access to this private community on the Moan app. And it's really awesome because I can actually like open up a room for that private community at any point in time and just start chatting or whatever. And this weekend when I'm with my bulls, I can just boop, open up a private room for my helpful cucks and have some fun. So I'm really excited for the possibilities of this. The Cuckolding is Love one, like I said, is open to everyone. Go ahead and join it. It is going to be fun. We'll have all sorts of different discussions or just fun topics, saucy, sexy topics or Q&As or whatever kind of thing that we're going to do on there. But it would be really cool. So join me on there. That's the Moan app. The link will be in the show notes for today. And in other news, you may have heard of this blog. It's been around a long time, since 2015. It's called the Goddess Worshipper blog. And this is written by a guy who is an interracial enthusiast, goddess enthusiast. And he writes a lot of articles about like interracial, sometimes cuckolding, submissive stuff, like tease and denial, that kind of stuff. So he's had this really popular blog for a long time and recently has had to make some changes to it. And now his blog is actually on my website. You can find it there. On VenusCuckoldress.com. So the Goddess Worshipper blog is now on there. You can find it just on the homepage, in the menu section, whatever. Go and check it out because he's going to have some new material as well as like all of his older stuff. His articles are really, really popular. There's always lots of people commenting on them. And the comments are now live on my site. So you can go ahead and post a comment on there. So yeah, the Goddess Worshipper blog is on VenusCuckoldress.com. I think that's pretty fucking cool. And I'm super happy to have him. Okay. And then last but not least, for those of you who are in the top two tiers, the supporter tiers on VenusCuckoldress.com, you get early access to the episode. So you'll be listening to this show before I go to Arizona for Hot Wife Palooza September 15th. To 17th. For those of you who are just listening in the regular release, you'll be listening to this probably during the time that I'm there or afterwards. But I'm so excited to be going to this as a sponsor and a participant. And I'm bringing along two of my favorite bulls. Oh my God, so excited. They've both been on the show before. They've been on this podcast before as guests separately. And I just love and adore them both. This is going to be so much fun and I'm going to have them for the weekend. Well, obviously I'm sharing, like sharing is caring. Ladies, you're going to love me. But I'm also really excited to see some other of my friends who are going to be there as well, Front Porch Swingers, who I've not met before, and I'm excited to meet in person, as well as the Doc Chocolate is going to be there. So I get to finally meet him in person as well. And we're going to be doing some shows and recordings and stuff together while we're there. So it'll be a lot of fun. And there's going to be pool party, like clothing optional pool party. And I'm really excited for the lingerie theme night. I actually don't mind the themes. Like, usually I don't like themes. I'm just not the type to, like, dress up and shit. I wasn't super impressed with the themes that were at Splash Mocha in Houston last year. But I don't mind the themes that are going to be at this Hot Wife Palooza event. So for the organizers who may be listening to this, like, a job. It's not bad. It's not bad. The lingerie night is that's a good theme. It's easy. I don't really have to go buy like something new. I don't have to like go to a costume store to find something for this theme. This is an easy theme. It's sexy and it's fun. So I can definitely get down with that. I just need to try to decide what I'm going to wear. And so luckily my group of helpful cucks are going to be helping me to figure out what to wear, and we'll be talking about that in the private Snapchat group. For those of you who are listening who want to join the Helpful Cuck group, you can go to venuscuckoldress.com or just click the link in the show notes for today to figure out how to join that. Because look, hey, listen, you might notice this already, but I rarely ever have ads on this show. Like rarely ever. And it's because, and the ads that I have had on here, I think nearly all of them have been free. Like I don't charge for them. And it's because I don't rely on advertising to be able to do this for a living. I luckily am able to do this for a living because I have the support from so many of you in the supporters tiers at venuscuckoldress.com in the Queen's Quarters Fan Hub. So that's the reason why I'm able to do this full time. If I didn't have your support, you would not be listening to the show right now. So thank you to everybody who supports the show. Couldn't do it without you. All right, that's it. Let's get started. Let's jump in. This is such a great show. I think you're going to love it. Here we go. Okay, joining me in studio is a very good friend of mine. His name is Grunky. Some of you might know that name before. He's been around for a little while. He is a cuck and he's solo and has been diving right into this lifestyle as a solo cuck. So I'm so excited to have him share his story on the show today. Welcome, Grunky, to the show. Say hello to all the listeners.
Hi, listeners. Hi, Venus. We're live in Vancouver, Venus HQ here.
Yeah, he came up from the United States just for this. So Thank you so much, Grunky, for joining me. It's always a pleasure to be able to talk to somebody face-to-face in person for the show. So it's wonderful. Okay, and so I'm really excited for you to share your story because I feel like this is quite unique. A lot of cuckolding is the privilege of cuckolding couples. Mm-hmm. It originates within a couple, usually, and like an already established relationship or marriage or whatever, and they decide to go down the cuckolding road. That's probably like 99% of cuckolding out there. For people who are uncoupled or single, solo, to be able to enjoy this lifestyle is, I think, traditionally like a little hard to understand how that would work out. Mm-hmm. So you've been able to do it. And what I say often is like, Grunky's living his best cuck life. And it's fucking true because I see you going and having all of these amazing experiences with like all these amazing women and all of these like scenarios and everything like that. Like you're really living the cuck dream right now. And
thank you.
That's why I'm like so excited for you to share your story because it is so different from what you would normally think of when you think of cuckolding and relationships and, mm-hmm. and watching your wife or girlfriend sleep with somebody else. And that's not the case for you, but you're still really fucking enjoying and thriving in this lifestyle. So it's mm-hmm. so cool. So let's give the listeners a little bit of insight into what exactly I'm talking about by these experiences. Like, how did you, way back when, decide, okay, I really want to watch a woman fuck somebody else? Like, how did that happen?
Yeah, so it all started probably back in 2013, where I started seeing professional dominatrices, and they're all sadists, and whatever they were doing, whatever activity they were doing, I noticed on their faces, they were having fun. They were turned on. They were lit up. Their body language was like, I feel sexy. I feel good. I'm in control. And that sense of compersion was like really strong. I was just like, wow, my suffering for her is really a strong aphrodisiac for her. She's really getting off at this. And so I kind of thought about this. And I was like, well, she's still a woman. I wonder if she's interested in and she does all these activities with whips and chains and all the various dungeon tools of the trade. Would she still be interested in like regular sex? Do dominatrices still have sex. And so one of the dominatrices I was seeing and had been seeing for a while, I was like, hey, do you like to have sex with your boyfriend still? And she's like, yeah. And so she's like, yeah, do you, and I asked her, I was like, do you want to have sex with your boyfriend in front of me? And she's like, okay. So that, I didn't know what it was called, cuckolding. I didn't know that there was a term for it or a category of for that. And back in 2013, it wasn't really advertised or talked about that much. But I asked a lady and she agreed to it. And so we went to a met up in San Francisco at a lingerie store. I remember this now. I arrived at the lingerie store like an hour early. I was so nervous. I remember this. And so she got out of her Uber and she was very recognizable. It's like, okay, on the street, pick out who's a dominatrix. And it's like, yeah, that person right there. So we walked into the store and I opened the door for her. She walked in and then I walked behind her and the attendees were like, oh, a guy's showing up at the lingerie store. And they're like, excuse me, sir, can we help you? And I was just like, no, no, no. And I was like pointing to her and I was like, go her, go her. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. And so they're like, oh, hi, can we, you know, help you try on something? And I just like stayed in the background and I was like, do. Guys, trust me, your first time at a lingerie place, you're going to like blush. You're going to feel like an idiot. You're going to feel like you don't belong there. And then the second time you go lingerie shopping with the lady, you're going to be like, okay, this is pretty dope. So anyway, we shopped for some lingerie for her, went back to her dungeon, and she had sex with her bull. And I saw the compersion. I saw her being turned on. I felt the compersion. I saw her being turned on. I saw her face. She was having a great time. The bull's having a great time. The bull's like, hey, this is great lingerie. And for the 5 minutes that was on, it made her feel like $1 million. And because I was able to make her feel special, because I was able to make her feel unique, that made me feel good. And she locked me up in a little chastity device for the old school chastity aficionados. I was wearing a pink CB2000, which was the only choice of a chastity device for a really long time. Back in the early teens of the 2000s. And it was great. And then I was locked up in a cage and she fucked her bull and it was great because they had a great time. And then after that, I was like, I need you to repeat that experience. I need you to express your femininity and have sex with another man again and again and again. And that's when, probably back in 2014, I realized I'm a cuckold and embraced that. So, yeah.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Can you believe it's been 4 years since I first started this podcast? And looking back, I had no idea that this would be my full-time job. I love the work that I do. And it's because of you, the listeners, and your support that I'm able to do this. So right now, if you join the Helpful Cuck tier, you get tons of benefits. My favorite ones are the private one-to-one chat every month. You also get access to my private Snapchat group. Weekly live hangouts with me on Crowdcast. I love those. And you get juicy bonus episodes. There's key holding. There's video replays of the Pillow Talk events. And there's also access to my private community on the Moan app. So join right now. You can use the promo code CUCKLOVE2024 for 15% off your Helpful Cuck membership at venuscuckoldress.com. Okay, so you paid for these experiences, mm-hmm. and at first it was like these BDSM kind of experiences, which for the listeners who aren't, you don't know anything about this, this is like no sex involved. This is just her kind of humiliating you or physically.
Yeah. Your standard quote unquote standard dominatrix-y session. And it was, Yeah, it was good stuff.
Okay, okay. And then, okay, so, and then she agreed to have sex with her boyfriend in front of you. I'm assuming that was like an extra fee. Right?
Oh, it was an extra fee. All right. It was a pretty penny there. So yeah. And it was her first time doing it too. So she was a little new at this too. And I don't know if she had any peers at that time who had done it too, but she was getting paid. They were having sex. The client was enjoying himself, the cuck. Yeah. Win, win, win. I mean, what could go wrong?
Have you always been kinky? Like, or did you go through like a point in your life where you're like, I am kinky as fuck. I need an outlet for this. I'm just going to, you know, hire a dominatrix to do
this. Probably about 2012, it just like exploded. I'm like, I can't do this regular stuff anymore. It's like whips, chains, floggers, handcuffs, electricity, violet wands, rope. It's bondage beds. There has to be a mental component, which wasn't there. It was missing in quote unquote vanilla sex. I mean, if you want to do vanilla sex, that's great, but I needed more. I needed toppings on my ice cream, or, you know, more variety on my, on the sexual appetites that I had. And for me, it was going to a dominatrix. And the first time when I got out of my first regular pro dom session, I was like over the moon. And in fact, I was so nervous. I actually said like, hey, I'm really nervous. I'm not really sure about this. Can I pay you for like a dungeon tour, non-play dungeon tour? And I walked in, she showed me like, okay, this is what this is for. This is what that's for. This is what we do with this. And like half the stuff I'd never heard of, never dreamed of. And I'm just like, that goes where? How does this that? Like, rooster cage goes what? I mean, it was like, it was all these foreign terms. But at the end, I was just like, okay, we have got to book a session, period. I mean, I can get to like half the stuff and have a ball. And that's that thing. I never want to touch it again. It was a fun experience. That dungeon tour that let off so much pressure and steam, but it also whet my appetite to come back.
So. Yeah. You paid for the dungeon orientation.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Okay, so you started realizing that you really love to see the pleasure on her face when mm-hmm. she's being sexually satisfied by someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So you started looking for that. You said you wanted to repeat that like over and over again. So over the years, mm-hmm. is that what you have done?
Yes, that was like my first cuckold session was honestly a template for all the rest. And I haven't really deviated that much. Sometimes if I've known a dom for a while, we'll say like, hey, let's go out to dinner, or I'll pay the dom and her bull to go out to dinner. And she'll send me like, at this point, it's literally like food porn pics, or she'll send me pictures of they're like driving to the restaurant, and she'll be like, she'll send a short video of like, and like grabbing his dick in the car, and the guy's like, we're a stoplight, stop that. And, you know, it's like, it gets really good. And then she'll go to the bathroom and say like, oh, it's a nice restaurant, and Cookie's paying for it. And it's really a potent way to get the senses and juices flowing about what's going to happen next when she gets back, because this is just the appetizer she's giving you.
Yeah. So it's way more than just watching her have sex with somebody. There's a lot of that kind of anticipation, tease and anticipation leading up to it. Right.
Definitely. Definitely. It's the tease and anticipation, and, you know, taking her to go lingerie shopping, knowing that at the end of the day, I might get to see her, you know, in the changing room, like getting on new lingerie, but she's going to wear that for other guys for, you know, many years to come. And she's going to enjoy that. And that's a huge turn on. You can't get better than that.
So a lot of the like anticipation buildup thing, then there's the watching her have sex thing. Mm-hmm. Is there anything afterwards that happens, or is it just, okay, we're done this session?
Oh, so at least for me, really potent DS, dominance and submission part of it is, I don't consider it a valid or I don't consider it a cuckold session that has reached its full potential unless I have swallowed the bull's load. And the reason for that is it shows the pecking order. It's like she's on top. The bull is serving her, and I'm just swallowing the sperm from another man who gave her pleasure. And that, as far as dominance and submission and emasculation and humiliation, that is like so rewarding, because like that's his best gift to her, and she's giving that to me, and I'm just like, whoa. That's an insane level of trust. That's an insane level of, that gets the endorphins going. And if I don't, I've had instances of cuckold sessions where the bull, for whatever reason, he can get it hard, but he can't ejaculate. And I'm just like, God damn it. I'm just like, I'm frustrated. And in two cases, I've had the pleasure where Adam really trusted me, gave me the opportunity to eat the cream pie out of her pussy. And I was just like, I was in heaven. I've ate more pussy with another man's cum in it than like, how do I say it politely? Just regular non cream pie pussy. I mean, regular vagina just doesn't taste all that good if it doesn't have another man's load in it. I swear.
That is the thing about you, Grunky, that is just like signature, that the pinnacle of the experience for you mm-hmm. is the cream pie part or just like cleaning up a load. For all of you listeners right now, this might not turn you on. This might not be your thing. But I like within the realm of cuckolding, I've talked about cleanup before. I fucking love it. I personally think it is the pinnacle of the experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that there's a real power to it, of it being very special, it being very symbolic,
mm-hmm.
it being very intimate as well. And so it is just fascinating to me that this is like the thing for you. Mm-hmm. This is it, like... And you're proud. You seem very proud of it. Like,
oh, it's fun. Another thing. I don't think I even covered this in our pre-interview. Another time, I was chained up while they were having sex, and I got to wear a used condom and from the bull, and I was just like, "This is insane." Erection I had was so intense and so painful. It was like if you've heard of priapism, it's like, you know, call your doctor if you had an erection lasting longer than 4 hours. I was just like, okay, after like, you know, 30 minutes of them having sex, I was like, this thing's got to come off me in the next 3.5 hours. I'm gonna go insane. So yeah, wearing a used condom, that's try it, do it. That's good.
I think, if I remember correctly, I think Goddess Kayla had that on her list of 20 ways to humiliate your man. And when she said it, I was like, damn, oh, that's savage.
It's not humiliate. It's arouse. I was like going crazy. It was insane. It was absolutely insane. She was getting pleasure. I was being put in my place. I was on cloud nine for like days. It was like an endorphin high. It was insane. It was crazy.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hey, did you know that there's a one-of-a-kind matchmaking service for cuckolding and female-led relationships? Venus Connections is a private service for single men and single women who want a loving cuckolding relationship. And now there's a new separate FLR program, too. There's no scrolling through profiles or sharing photos with members. It's totally private. And the dates are blind dates, too. Included in the program is a 3-week course and an interview with me. So join now at venusconnections.com and use the code TOPTIER2024 for 40% off the top 1% membership. That's venusconnections.com. Make 2024 the year that you get the relationship of your dreams.
Okay, so you, like I said, have been living your best cuck life. Do you think that, like, are you looking for a single woman for this kind of relationship, or you're like, fuck that, I'm having fun doing all of this. This is great.
I'm having fun right now seeing various pro doms. In fact, a lot of the pro doms I have asked, I was like, hey, what do you get out of this session other than, you know, the sex and the money, which is you get out of that. But what do you get out of the cuckolding dynamic? And he's like, well, I mean, I can have slaves or subs who come in for a session. They don't get to see me have sex with my boyfriend. They don't get that intimacy. I can have people online who buy my videos. They don't get that level of intimacy. My cucks get that level of intimacy where they get to maybe participate. Maybe they get to fluff the bull, which I've done a couple times. Or maybe they get to wear a used condom, which I've done once. Or maybe they get to eat my cream pie. Or maybe they, and there's that extra level of intimacy for so many women is it's intoxicating. So am I looking for a relationship? I'm open to one, but I wouldn't say I'm like combing through, you know, I'm not actively really looking for one. If one comes along, ladies, ping me, but, no, I'm not really, not now.
Okay. Yeah. That was that's kind of what I was going to ask you was that are these purely transactional sessions or is there ever more to it than that? Like a connection or friendship or emotional intimacy or anything like that? Or is it purely a financial transactional session?
It started out that way, but over time, as you do multiple cuckold sessions with the same woman, you can't help but develop a kinship where I wouldn't talk to each other. The lines between client and provider get a little blurred. They get a little gray. But you do get a level of, you get kind of a backstage pass to their lives a little bit. And with that level of trust goes, that's both ways. And to continue that cuckolding session and that cuckolding relationship and to remain submissive to her, you have to really safeguard a lot of that information so you don't say, well, I'm doing so-and-so with person A, so-and-so right. with person B. So, I mean, as much as I want to like burst forth and say, you know, this with this person, you have to kind of keep that under your hat. But it's an amazing honor to provide bulls for the women who I get along with and respect. And that's awesome. I feel better. I feel more empowered I feel more manly as a cuck being a cuck. I don't know if that makes any sense or if that was backwards, but yeah, I feel like a manly cuck.
Confident cuck. He's explained that before too, that it, for him, it's an expression mm-hmm. of masculinity to be a cuck,
yeah.
which is hard for a lot of people who don't understand this to wrap their mind around, especially for you, because you're this submissive guy who's like really enjoys cream pie cleanup and stuff like that. And he likes to be put in his place. And yet you're saying that you feel more like a man being a cuck.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like so difficult for people to understand. I get it, but like, I don't know that a lot of people do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Have you achieved lots of different kind of fantasy scenarios within these sessions, or like how have they, you said you've been basically mm-hmm. repeated the ever since you started doing it, but like have you kind of tweaked things to do like certain fantasies that you wanted to play out?
Absolutely. So yeah, there is a so first off, there's the ladies. I've seen growing up, it's like for, I guess, quote, regular guys, you follow certain actors or race car drivers or sports stars. I followed certain porn stars and I'm just like, I want to be cuckolded by her and her and her and her. So yes, I have experienced a wide spectrum of ladies who you look at and you're like, these women are unattainable. And if you reach out to them and say, hey, you went to a cuckold session, they might say yes. And so on that level, yes, I have met, and they're all really cool women. All the women who are into cuckolding seem to be like super down, super chill, and that's like, and very accepting. And that, for a guy who's into cuckolding, who's, there's a lot of taboo around this, it's so relaxing to be in an accepting space. I mean, it's very soothing. So people, that's kind of fantasy number one. Fantasy number two, I've been in certain like places where, there's a very popular dungeon in, Los Angeles, LA Dungeon East, where it has this big, kind of sign that says yes, mistress on there. And if you've seen various porn, cuckold and non-cuckold porn, for pro doms, it's, if you're in, LA, there's this LA Dungeon East, and I was cuckolded there twice. And I was just like, I've seen this on like Pornhub, or I've seen this on your website. And it's like, I've been cuckolded here. This is amazing. I feel like a rock star. This is the studio where like magic happens. And it's really cool. I think for me, one of the best, the most, interesting cuckold sessions, session I had was in Paris, and I had to save my money for this. But I went to the Ritz, got one night at the Ritz, and, flew a lady out. And she fucked a guy in the room in the Ritz. And when they were done, I left. So I was cuckolded at the Ritz, and she, spent the night there, with her bull, and they fucked after I left, even after that. And it was a great evening. After they fucked, we talked, and it was like, oh, how are you enjoying Paris? It's like, oh, I've been to the Eiffel Tower, I've been to Arc de Triomphe. And they're like, that's great. Have you been to this place? It's like, oh yeah, the Chardin in Luxembourg. That's a great place to visit. Okay, I'll visit there. And it was like, we traded tourist tips. I mean, about, and like, oh, you've been to this restaurant? So it was really chill. It was like, that's the type of unexpected intimacy that you get with a cuckold session. It's the aftercare, that you're like, this is great. And it's when she's glowing and he's had a great time and you're glowing like crazy. And then you see your picture up on her social media feeds. You're like, okay. And it's all that in a bag of chips. So yeah. And then, there's a couple other things which I've done is, I wanted to, prove, and this might segue into another, big topic, which I've kind of, I wouldn't use the word I'm known for, but I try to earn my keep in this area is tattoos, where I'm like, I want a woman who's cuckolded me and fed me her bull's load, who I've undergone that DS relationship. I want her to feel comfortable enough and trust me enough to mark her property. And so I've gotten a whole bunch of cuckold tattoos over the course of my life from women who have cuckolded me and fed me their lover's cum. And I'm up to 11 right now. I'm going to get you. I've sent email to a tattoo artist. That'll be number 12. And funny enough, there is a UK mistress who she emailed or texted me when I had 8 tattoos. And she's like, hey, I really like the number 13. I'm like, okay, why are you telling me this? And so she's like, how many cuckold tattoos do you have? She's like, I'm like, 8. Well, when you get to number 12, you're going to have to stop because I want to tattoo cuckold tattoo number 13, because 13 is my lucky number, onto your body to show property. And I was just like, okay, I'm doing hardcore addition subtraction. I'm like, wait, 1, 2. I have to get 4 more cuckold tattoos before I even get to your, earn the privilege of your ink. And she's like, yep. And I was like, hey. And so I'm like, actually that was turned out to be pretty easy because I've got 3 and I'm on 4. And I think another two ladies want to tattoo, but I had to go, books closed, for a while and fly out to the UK to get my 13th, cuck tattoo from a dominatrix there. So, yeah.
Okay. Yes. The tattoos. We definitely have to talk about this. Mm-hmm. So I have never met anyone who has tattoos like you do. How many you have. Mm-hmm. and how you have them, because these are tattoos that you do not choose yourself. These are tattoos that these women decide what they want to be tattooed on you. And sometimes you don't even know in advance what it's going to be. You just go to the tattoo artist with her and she's like, this is what you're going to get.
Yeah. Yeah. And in order to spice up the experience, I give the dominatrix the money, like, how much is this tattoo going to cost? Let's say, you know, $300, $500. I will give the money to her and then the dominatrix will pay the tattoo artist. That way, the business transaction is a woman to woman transaction, because that makes her the customer. And that way the right. customer says, I want this and this and this and this and this.
Right.
And I'm just like, take me, do with me as you will. And that's really awesome. When I just, you lay down on the tattoo bed and you're like, I wonder what's being tattooed on me. And you're like, try to like sense the design or what's going on. You're just like kind of in pain, kind of having an endorphin rush. And you're like, it could be this, it could be that. And you're like, mind is racing. And she's like, it looks really good. It's coming along. And I'm just like, how much longer? Like, what is it going to be? And then you stand up and you're like, oh, I wasn't expecting that. Or, oh, that's unique. Or, oh, dang. So it's really powerful relinquishing the control. And five of the 11 tattoos I've had, they've been designed by ladies, and then I haven't known about them until after they're done. And two of the tattoos, the ladies who've cuckolded me actually did them herself. One was on my shoulder and the other one was a design on my lower. It was on my junk. It was on my penis. So yeah, I have a tattoo on my penis, and it was the stick and poke technique. It wasn't done with a gun or a tattoo gun. It was just needle, inkwell. And that was amazing to have that done. It was an incredible act of submission. Healed up really quickly, actually. And now I have that. So whenever I go on, you know, watch any porn, I'm like, look down and I'm like, oh, there's that cuckold tattoo on my dick. Okay, that's pretty, that reminds me of that one time that we did, you know, such and such. So yeah. Oh, and another fantasy I had was I bought a lady boobs, and as a result of me submitting to pay for her boob surgery, we had a cuckold gangbang. Or a normal gangbang is obviously it's one woman, multiple male partners, but a cuckold gangbang is add a cuckold in there, me, and I got to lap up the ejaculate, offer new boobs. So I got to eat three dudes' loads in one session, and that was offer new boobs, and that was an amazing reward. It was good.
For those of you who are listening and you have listened to me critique some of the porn videos, people's favorite porn videos, you know I have this aversion to cum like in my mouth. I'm just like, I can't do it. I gag. There's a lot of women out there, and men actually, who are the same, where it's not easy. And for me, I'm just like, I don't know if I could. So that's why I look at you grunky and I'm like, oh my God, that is impressive that you not only like tolerate it, but you love it. For me in that situation, I'd be like, get that shit away from me.
It really proves like who's in charge, who's submissive. And it's not just pro tip for everyone out there, lapping up the cum is good, but you actually have to slurp it up almost like a noodle. But yeah, that's how you clean her off is appropriately. If you don't do that, she gets mad and you have to like lick and slurp more. But yeah, so pro tip there.
I had a guest on the show. His name was Slurpy Cuck, and I'm pretty sure exactly. That's where the name comes from.
Yeah. Same page. That's good.
Oh my God. I love it. Okay. And these are tattoos. These are forever, unless you get them lasered off, which I doubt.
Nope.
But these are actual tattoos. Like one of them is a dumpster and it says come dumpster.
It's a garbage dumpster and it has the word come and a heart on it. So basically you look at that and it says come dumpster.
Okay, so if people listening have an idea of what these tattoos are kind of like. Mm-hmm. So these are actual tattoos. They're going to be there for a long time. And most people are kind of like hesitant about ever getting a tattoo because it's so permanent. Mm. But you're like, I don't give a fuck. Are you worried about people seeing them who shouldn't be seeing them? And what do you do at like the doctor's office when you have to go get a full physical exam and be like show your body to the doctor?
Good point. Good questions. So as far as the tattoo placement, they're all in a place where t-shirt and like jean shorts would cover them up. So the regular public, I'm not exposing that side of me to like walking down the street. As far as doctor, I have been to the doctor and the doctor's like, and before I take off my shirt and I'm like, it's just a heads up. I got some freaky tattoos. And normally they're thinking of like, you know, like a weird dragon or, you know, just like some type of monster, or, you know, a skull. And they're like, oh, and then they quickly, I think that clinical mode clicks back in and they're like, go on. But yeah, for the first, minute or two, it's, you're just like, oh gosh, darn, let's just get this over with. it's a little bit of embarrassment, but it comes with the territory. As far as has anyone seen them, I was at the gym once and I was getting a shower and I make it like, and this is back when I had just two tattoos. I have in my lower stomach, I just had at that time, I had the words cuckold for life just right above my penis. And I don't know. And I cover up walking around. I don't know how this guy saw this, but I was just like walking by and I was like, do, 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 do. And the guy just casually mentioned like, hey, nice tattoos. And I was just like, wait. and I do have one tattoo that is visible. It's a vanilla tattoo. And I was just like, wait, he said tattoos plural. I only have one visible. Wait, oh, he saw my cuckold. How? I was just like, did I not cover up with a towel? Like, where did he see this? How did he see this? And he didn't like, I never saw that guy in the gym ever again. And I'm just like, it's one thing to like, have your tattoos exposed, but then it's another thing to like just kind of notice them and like comment on them, and like that was a definite odd scenario, but it was like kind of fun. It's a nifty like anecdote to tell. It's interesting. So yeah, interestingly, because I'll be getting my 13th tattoo hopefully within a year. Yours will be the 12th, and then lady in the UK. One dom, actually two, have been like, hey, these tattoos, they're great, but we need to step it up. We're getting kind of repetitious, a little bit boring, and I don't want to be the other extra lady that gets tattooed number 14. That's kind of, you're a billboard. You've already been used up. Next step, that's branding. And one lady's like, I've got a logo, I've got a brand, and she's like, we can do either a cold brand or a hot brand. And I was like, cold brand? And she's like, cold brands are a little bit more temporary. And she's like, or we can do a hot brand, like
oh my God,
searing it. And she's like, okay, here's my logo. Here's what it looks like. And I'll choose the spot and it'll be covered up. So like, you can go to like work and hang out with your, like, your friends and family and whatnot. But you have to walk around that brand. And I'm like, yes, mistress.
Oh God.
But, and I was just like, but I need to be cuckolded by you again. She's like, okay, good deal. And so, yeah. So, brand, that's what's next in store for me. So,
oh God, that's intense. That would hurt like a bitch.
It's gonna.
Wow. Oh my God. Okay. Now, a couple of things I'm going to ask you quickly about before we wrap this up. FinDom, for those of you listening who are not familiar with that, that's like financial domination. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you indulge in?
I have done that in the past. It's not something that I'm currently doing, but I have submitted to women in the past. And there's a couple ways that I've done that. It's first off, FinDom, for most people, either get it or don't. The way I can explain it is basically the sub gives his money or gifts his money to the dominant, and the dominant converts that money into her pleasure. And when the dominant converts his money into her pleasure, that gives the submissive joy. It's like, hey, my mistress went out and, you know, bought a new pair of shoes, or, you know, did something with my money, bought a new dress, or whatever she wanted to do with my money gave her pleasure. And as reward, that dopamine hit, it's like, she's happy. I made her happy. Which, when you think about it, is the exact same dynamic as cuckolding, except replace money with, you know, sex with a bull. Right. It's making her happy. And then that's pretty much all there is to it. But yeah, I have done FinDom. I've done direct deposit submission where I got paid, and then that would go and then to her and go into her account a certain amount. I've done debt contracts where it's a promissory note. You go on like LegalZoom and like dig up a promissory note or loan contract and say, for 1 year, I will pay you X amount of money per month. And as collateral, because there's no collateral per se in this agreement, it's here are these pictures. Here is this video that will not force you, but induce your cooperation. And and I'll post them on my Twitter site if you don't get them. And there's a buyout clause where if you say like, all right, I'll call it quits, we can just pay out X amount of money, the remaining balance. And that's done. That's pretty formal. I've only done that once, and the amount was pretty low. I just dipped my toe in that. But it was a rush when you see a physical contract with all the legalese and like, see paragraph 2C for default, and you know, sign both parties, you know, X, you know. And then the independent party was her bull was like the witness. And I was just like, well, he's not really an independent party because he's fucking you. And he's like, well, best we can do on short notice. Like, okay. I'll take that. So, yeah. And, another one was, cash meets I've done, where you give a woman your ATM card and PIN, and she goes off, punches in the PIN, withdraws an agreed amount, and she'll either return the card, for a fee, because, you know, it takes her time to mail it, takes her time, her annoyance to like go to the post office, mail it back, or just cut it up and then send you pictures of the proof. So yeah, there's, or just gifting. It's like, oh, you want an Amazon gift card or gift card for store A, B, C, D, G, whatever. You can do that as well. It's again, it's converting your money into her pleasure.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you're in the helpful cuck tier, which, mm-hmm. for those of you listening who don't know what that is, there's a few support membership tiers to support this podcast that I have. And one of them is called the helpful cuck tier. And it's basically for anyone who wants to support the podcast at that level. And you are able to help me with whatever it is that I need help with. Mm. What's that been like for you? Because you've been a member for quite a while.
It's empowering. It's again, converting the sub's money into your pleasure. It's incredible. Where you give your listeners like access to your life, where we have the meetups, we get to talk to you, we get to say like, we get to just like jawbone about what's happening in your life, like, oh, what's happening in person's A life or person B, oh, person C did this weekend, or person A needs advice and help. And it's really a next level experience that you can't get anywhere else. There is no cuckoldress on the internet that I know of that meets with her subs on a regular basis where they can get to know each other. There's just no experience like that for such a niche fetish on the internet that I know of, period. So go sign up today.
That's a good sales pitch. But it is fun. We do weekly live hangouts, and mm-hmm. then there's monthly private chats as well, which I fucking love. Like, those live hangouts, no matter how busy I am, no matter how like throughout the day, I'm like, oh my God, I have so much to do, I'm so stressed, whatever. That hour that I spend with my helpful cuck group is like the best part of my day. Every single time.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
It's fun. Okay. And lastly, I just want to ask you, okay, so for all of the single guys out there who are, or maybe even partnered, who are frustrated because they're trying to find a woman who's into this so that they can go down the cuckold road and have their fantasies fulfilled or whatever, or just to have an outlet for these things. This is part of who they are. They're frustrated. It's so hard to find a woman who's into this, and, or their partner will not. It just will not do, cuck them. It just doesn't want anything to do with it. Like, what would you say for advice about if they're listening to this and like, oh, like maybe I could do what Grunky's doing. I don't, maybe not the cum part, but like, or the tattoos, but like, as far as like hiring a pro dom to be able to fulfill these fantasies in this way that clearly is fulfilling for you.
Yeah. So for me, it was, I started out with a foundation of a DS relationship with a femdom, relationship with a woman. And then I just asked her, I was like, hey, do you do cuckolding? And if he says no, then don't push it, move on, and or go to another service provider, another pro dom, and say, hey, do you do cuckolding? It might be on our website, it might be on our Twitter, she might be known for it. Or you might, from one pro dom, she said, I don't do that, but I know one person who does, and just try it out. It's a really good way to say, hey, this is for me, this isn't for me. You can try it out and just jump in. You only get one life. You only get so many you know, turns around the sun. Just try it. And yeah, it might cost you a pretty penny, but you will become so much more comfortable with who you are and accepting who you are. And the people you meet along the way will be like, hey, that woman's really cool. That lady's really cool. That cuck is really cool. I got some good advice. You'll meet up on this channel and listen to this podcast. And it's just, you will find the people who will make you feel accepted. And like, this is, it's a niche taboo. It's a niche fetish. It's got a little taboo around it, but it'll make you feel so accepted. It'll be like, this is awesome. This is great.
Yeah. For those of you who are married and your partner wants nothing to do with this fantasy, you've brought it up lots of times. She's like, no, no, no. Maybe ask about potentially hiring a pro dom for a session to be able to do that. I feel like that would be a really good solution that not many people tend to consider. So,
yeah. And after you pop that cork, if you like it, it's, for me, I have to do it like once a quarter, once every 6 months. Otherwise, I just go crazy. It really becomes a part of you. And it's all other porn or all other scenarios and lifestyles kind of drifted away. So, yeah, it's who I am. So
that's awesome. Okay. Now, for the listeners out there, where can they learn more or about your contact you?
Okay. Yeah, on Twitter, it's Grunky0. It's a private account, but that's just because I want to, you know, keep this my activities online a little under the radar. But message me, so introduce yourself, say, hi, my name is so-and-so, introduce and talking in the cuckold session. We can talk and DM back and forth, no problem. So, yeah.
Wonderful. Grunky, thank you so much for being on the show today. I love your story. I think you're just fantastic. And I really do think that you're going to inspire a lot of people out there to go for it and just try it. And maybe they will love it like you have. So thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Yeah. And thank you for this forum. I've told this to you before, but cucks can't be cucks without women who accept cuckolds. So thank you. You're doing a really good job here exploring the lifestyle. So thanks.
That's going to be it for today's show. Thank you so much for joining me. Make sure you go to venuscuckoldress.com. That's where you can book a private chat with me. You can also check out the Goddess Worshipper blog. And don't forget, I'm live on the radio, GTFO Radio. every month. This next show is going to be Tuesday, September 19th at 12 p.m. Pacific. That's 3 p.m. Eastern on gtforadio.ca. And Grunky is going to be my guest. That'll be live, so make sure you check it out. And of course, I have my new Communities on the Moan app. Make sure you join me there. It's called Cuckolding is Love on the Moan app. Check out the link in the show notes. All right, that's going to be it for today's episode. We'll see you next time. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, then you know I've talked about a really, really amazing sexual activity other than cuckolding, and it's called sensual massage. Now, I've received this a few times, and it is fucking mind-blowing. I'm a huge fan, but there just hasn't been any kind of place for guys to learn how to do it, not that I knew of anyway. Until now, I came across this video, this sensual massage video that is on xoafterglow.com, which is a pretty cool site. It is porn that is meant to be real, educational, entertaining, of course, but really cool, made by women, and lots of different kinds of porn as well. So I found this video on there. And I was like, oh my God, yay. It's really hot. It's this real couple. And he's actually, in the beginning of the video, learns how to do the massage. He's obviously watching some sort of instructions. He talks to his wife about it. And she's on the massage table. And he gives her an amazing sensual massage. Now, it's not as long as I would like as far as length of time, but the video is great. And I'm so happy to see it. It's really hot. It's really sexy. And it just presses all the buttons for me. So if you want to check it out, you should go to xoafterglow.com. And right now, if you enter the code Venus, you can actually get 1 week of free access to it, a free trial. So that's xoafterglow.com. Enter the code Venus. And the link for that, if you are not going to be able to remember, is in the show notes for today. Enjoy.